Good morning, listeners. This is David McManus coming to you from Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. It is now Wednesday, November the 21st. We are the day before Thanksgiving. It's about 11:30 in the morning. Just finished a basketball practice with my guys and came across this news article. Thought I'd make a recording here, a podcast, before I went off to spend some time with the family for Thanksgiving. The reason why I chose to do a podcast on this article is because I feel like it gives us a total picture of what we are dealing with in the world. And it is a clip from a talk show, and I'm going to play this clip. It's almost 11 minutes long, so I'll be playing that here in a minute. And what we've got is a late-night talk show, airs on the FX network. So if you have a satellite or cable, you're probably familiar with the FX network. It's an offshoot of Fox. And the host is named Russell Brand. His show is called Brand X. I think it airs at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. I've never actually watched the show. I am familiar with the host. He has been kind of out there as a pop culture lightning rod, so to speak, a guy who likes controversy. He likes to say controversial things. He likes confrontation. And in this clip, he is hosting on his show members of the Westboro Baptist Church. And so we all know the Westboro Baptist Church, the group that pickets deceased soldiers' funerals here in the United States. They're famous for their signs that say, "God hates fags." That is the group that is coming on his show. So the unfortunate thing here is that the Westboro Baptist Church is in any way lumped into Christianity or, in a more intimate way for some of us, the Baptist world, because obviously none of us would associate with this group. None of us would claim that what they are saying is representative of the church. Now, here's the ironic thing, is that a lot of the things that they will say in this clip have a ring of truth to it. They quote Scripture. They know things in the Bible. They are very very much adamant that the Bible says this, and that's why we believe it. And we would say that same thing to a lot of these things. The Bible says it, and yes, we believe it. The problem is they have so much hatred mixed into their message that it becomes not about the gospel anymore. They can say that they love these people, but that's not the message that's coming across. I can't call somebody filthy names and then expect them to listen to the gospel presentation that I have for them. And it reminds me of 1 Corinthians 13, and Paul says it this way: "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have no love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing." See, it's about the love. Now, how do you balance the unbending standards of absolute truth that the Bible gives us and deliver that in love to a group such as the ones that Mr. Brand is going to bring on his show, a group of homosexuals that are going to claim to be Christians? And there we're running into the postmodern world. And that's what you're going to hear from Russell Brand. And I want to warn the listener before we get to the clip, there is some offensive language in this clip. They do bleep the ones that are definitely not allowed on TV, but there are some names that are thrown around in this clip that you might find offensive. So I just want to make you aware of that before you listen to it. But really what I want to get out of this clip is I want you to listen to the two sides, and I want you to listen to the Westboro Baptist Church and how they take truth and they don't apply it in love, and they misuse it, and it creates a message that is so anti-Christ that it makes it destructive to the gospel message. And I want you to listen to Russell Brand and his other guests as he makes a joke about it. You will hear that he's very lighthearted. And listen to their definition of God and how they want a God that fits their own needs. They want a tolerant God. They want a God that doesn't stand by his word. They want a God that is flexible to the desires of our own lifestyles. And it's such a polar, it's two ditches. And we've got to find the way down this ditch to reach both sides, to not become the Westboro Baptist Church, but to not become the tolerant, wishy-washy Christianity that the other side wants. And I think this is valuable because as offensive as Russell Brand can be, I think the guy is a very intelligent man. I think he's very smart. He's done Shakespearean theater. I've heard him do some improvisation stuff with Shakespeare that is it's amazing. And I know I'm an English nerd, and I get into that kind of stuff, but the guy is very smart. We're not dealing with an idiot. And listen to how he deals with this Westboro group. And I just want you to listen to both sides. How can we learn from this clip and take this gospel into the world? How can we learn to approach all different sides of this issue and be able to reach them with the truth of the gospel that can set them free from whatever it is, whether it's the hatred on the Westboro Baptist Church side or whether it's just the sin and the numbness to sin that's coming on the other side. Okay? Here's the clip.
Please welcome my guests with love, Steve Drain and Timothy Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church. It's a type of religion. Don't be mean, don't be mean. Which one are you, mate?
Steve,
sit down, bruv. Which one are you?
Timothy.
Hello, Timothy. Sit down in comfort.
I want to bring you a sign, first of all.
This says Fag Pimp Brand.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Make yourself comfy, mate. Now, this, of course, is clearly offensive as an object. Fag Pimp Brand. And I'm depicted here. That's not a very flattering photograph.
It's the face you made. You made the face.
I made the face. I paid the price. Right. Fair enough. That's true. And it says here that I'm a fag pimp.
Yeah.
I'm English, of course, so being a fag pimp just means cigarette. But in the world of vitriolic hate speak, fag means...
It means that you're an advocate for sin, is what it means, and a very loud one at that.
I appreciate your vocal respect, but these people are here to explain something to them, and it does take courage and bravery to come in front of a room full of people you think almost certainly ain't going to agree with you. So let's hear what they've got to say, because I'm actually very interested. Fag Pimp Brand. Okay, we're keeping
you
this.
You make your living making a mockery of sin.
In fact, since you promote sin, you hate all these kind people in your heart.
I don't. I love them.
That's why he applauds your sin, because he hates you all.
I don't applaud any sins what's hurting people or yourselves.
You encourage them, right, and then they burn in hell for eternity. That's not very loving.
But when the Lord Jesus Christ said to love your neighbor as yourself, you love your neighbor as yourself by warning them when their sin has taken them to hell. And as a matter of fact, if you fail to warn your neighbor, you hate your neighbor in your heart. So by a Bible standard, we love you all. And I know that you can't believe that from your goofy Hallmark standard, but from a Bible standard, we love you.
And from a Bible standard, he hates you.
Right.
And you probably hate each other.
Bloody hell. It's like a really tricky quiz of hate. Steve, Tim, do you mind if I do the... Like, I've got some questions here,
sure,
because like, it'll help us for our interview. Why did you come here?
It's our duty.
For your admission.
It's our duty. It says,
to warn these people to stop sinning.
The Bible says this, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show the people their transgressions. How do you show people their transgressions without making it crystal clear what the manner of your sin is? God hates fags. I know it's not popular, but we're not making this stuff up. It's right in the Bible. Look, there's three.
And there are those that practice all those acts.
Look, first of all, we're not talking...
Hey, you lot, one at a time, you will all get a chance to speak.
Look, we're not...
In hell!
We're not talking about a base human passion like you or I might feel, like you and I might hate each other. It's simply...
Just so you know, I love you.
I know, I love you too. It's simply God's fixed determination to punish the wicked in hell for their sins. Because he can. Because he's God. Because he's sovereign.
Because he can. That's great. Okay. So, God, like, it's simply God condemning what is objectively and indefatigably wrong. That's what it is.
Well put. Other than the accent, very well put.
This is how this language is supposed to be spoken.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheeky.
Exactly. Look, and we just preach the Bible. We're not making this stuff up. The UK.
That's their catchphrase, I like it.
The UK.
Westbury Baptist Church, we're not making this stuff up. This is to be found also in Corinthians. Verse 4.
What's your next question?
I just feel from what I've read of Jesus and what I've had explained to me that his main message was definitely tolerance and love and truth and beauty and acceptance.
Yes. Accept that. Hold on. Accept that. You don't get to define the love of God.
No, nor do you.
The Bible does. And here's a couple things that he said. First of all, he says, here's my love, that you keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. And second of all, he said,
right.
Hang on.
You're good on the scripture and verse, but I've got to say this to you. Have you considered that the Bible, like all religious doctrine, may be allegorical and symbolic to direct us towards one holy entity of love, as opposed to a specific litigious text to direct the behavior of human beings? The Bible wasn't literally written by a cosmic entity.
It was written by the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit ain't got a pen. It was written by human beings.
Sure he does.
Human beings.
Sure he does.
You're making a mock of sin.
I'm not, mate.
God works in you. You don't have any stinking power of your own, Russell. I agree with that also.
I also don't have any power.
If God doesn't move in you to do a thing, you don't do it.
But it's just where it goes into tech stuff, because I just think it's such a low priority when there's so many important things happening. Like, don't you think, and this is my genuine question, like, what do you think God thinks about the ecological disaster and the growing power of corporations? Don't you think he is worried about that more than the bumming? Now it's time for the Westboro Baptist Church heaven or hell game. Tell me whether these people are going to heaven or hell. One, Madonna. Tom Hanks.
Definitely Tom Hanks.
What for?
Come on.
What do you
get? He lives for himself, for God's sake.
Tom Hanks, you've been very selfish.
Well, besides that, look, anybody who has a considerable platform, like you do, like Tom Hanks has, and you don't give God the glory, don't give your maker the glory for making you and giving you that position.
No, you're definitely due to a powerful cosmic entity that creates all energy and wants us all to be unified and loving.
What you do is
if I didn't make that clear, I'm sorry. Look, there's good old bloody Krishna here dancing on the head of evil to acknowledge that everything belongs to God. All things belong to God.
It's an idol. You're fashioning.
Right, that's going to help.
You're fashioning a conception of God out of your own dark heart.
Tom Hanks, hell for you. Gandhi.
Hell.
Oh.
Hey, listen.
It was shiny garbage.
Hey, I got the answer. Look.
Wait, this is why Gandhi's going to hell.
Billy Graham, got rich off of this saying, God loves the sinner, hates the sin. Gandhi's the one who coined that phrase. Billy Graham said, I'm going to make some money on that. Gandhi put out that lie well before Billy Graham, and it is a lie.
Gandhi goes to hell.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe more so than Madonna.
Maybe more than Madonna. Imagine Gandhi in a pointy bra in hell. What about these two? Right, firstly, they're not as big as everyone else.
I don't know.
One's black, one's white. Hell!
No, hey, you know what?
Gandhi's going down.
We're going to have a
commercial break now. Be in a moment.
Up next, Russ has a surprise for the Westboro Baptists.
Now we have here some what I can only describe as homosexuals. They're my mates. I brought them here. Let's meet them now. Some gays. This is Cher, Carlos, Cece. Right. Before we start the interview, if anyone's attracted to any of these three men, give me a call. Russell Brand, Fag Pimp. I can do you a very, very good price on Cece. Right, okay, so I need Jose to come and help me. Jose does sound and drives me here. Jose, please welcome. Before we start, you're not gay, are you?
No.
You've got the job. Stand there so you don't seem like you're behind the fellas because it'll unsettle them. The last thing they want is three gay men behind them. Now, what is it? You're gay, Cece.
Openly gay.
No, he's not.
And a Christian.
You're a filthy pervert.
I'm an openly gay man and I'm a Christian because God is love and his love is for everybody. Not just for you two guys.
Unless you repent of that sin, you're going to hell.
Hold on. Look. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. That's in the Bible that you say you believe.
I don't think it's one of the most important bits.
Hey, listen. There's not going to be any creation going on when two men get together.
What worries me, Steve, to follow the you mustn't lay with men bit, you've got to ignore the tolerance and love bit. And that's got to be more important.
Look, that's not
like a subclause. That's like a small print.
No, it's not.
I don't even think they meant that bit.
People in Sodom thought it was okay to be gay.
Tim, give us a second. We're trying to construct the teleprogram.
You guys have to be civil. We're going to respect you, so you respect us, okay?
You're a Sodomite.
We deserve the same right you do, all right? Yeah.
Don't tell him. Stop upsetting my mates. They're trying their best to be homophobic over here. Imagine, like, if they're right and we all get to heaven and God's like, you idiots. Oh, no!
And that's going to happen.
They told us.
That's going to happen.
Listen, I think you're nice people and I really like your passion and everything, but I just feel that our first duty as human beings must be to be loving and tolerant of one another. And I think we're facing so much crisis and difficulty at this time on our planet.
We can't focus
on people's privacy.
We love you enough to tell you what God's standard is.
Thank you.
I love you too. That's the definition of loving. If you love me so much,
will you kiss me on the mouth?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back and show some lovely gay lads together.
Oh.
Give me a cover.
You got it.